to have and to hold. To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers.
But Mom, Janie Sexton doesn't want the lead in the play. She said so.
That's not what her mother said.
All I know is what she told me.
Maybe she's just trying to be a good sport about it. I think she really wants it.
Mom, I can't drop out now. We've had a week of rehearsals.
I'm sure if you explained to Miss Hirons.
Mom, I look like such a dope.
Miss Hirons didn't use good judgment in the first place.
She says I'm good in it. Really, she does.
There'll be other plays. Next year, you can try them.
It doesn't make any sense.
It does to me.
Mom, did Mrs. Sexton ask you to do this?
Of course not. She wouldn't do that.
Then why do you think you have to?
You just don't understand, Betsy. Mr. Sexton is an important man.
I don't care. Big deal.
Will you listen to me? He's on the board at Jefferson Hospital, and he can be very helpful to your father.
Daddy doesn't care about that.
He will if Mr. Sexton decides not to support something your father wants, like new equipment, for instance.
Mom, please don't ask me to do this.
Oh, Betsy, dear, how can it be so important? You aren't going to be an actress. And Mrs. Sexton says
Janie doesn't want it. It's all her mother's idea. Why won't you both leave us alone?
Betsy, if you feel you really won't give this up, then I think you need the discipline of a private school.
No, Mom, you can't do that. It's unfair.
I understand Betsy's going to be great in the school play, Marsh.
Yes, I saw a bit of the rehearsal the other night. She really is good, Emily.
Am I finished now? These examinations are trying. I hope you don't want to take any more blood.
No. That's it for now.
Well, what do they show?
I haven't had a chance to go over them carefully.
Oh, Marsh, after all this time, do you think you still have to stall?
All right, Emily. The tumor's a little larger.
Oh.
Well, that doesn't mean anything very drastic right now.
You mean it can get still larger?
Yes, or it can stop growing for an almost indefinite period of time.
I see. All right, I'll get my dress on.
Fine. I'll see you in my office.
Well, now what do? I guess all the time I really thought it would go away by itself.
Would you please page Dr. Carter for me? Thank you.
Dr. Carter,
Marsh? Oh, come in, Angela. Emily's in the examining room.
Oh, I'll come back later.
No, I've just finished. The tumor has grown slightly, but no other changes. Why don't you go in to see her?
It doesn't sound very positive.
Well, it isn't, but it's not immediately significant. Are you going home soon?
Yes.
Is it all right if I stop by?
Yes, of course it is. I'll go in and see Emily.
Yes, of course. Hey, wait a minute.
What is it? Oh, Marsh. Anybody could walk in.
Just needed a little reassurance.
Don't we all?
I better see if I can find Jason.
Oh, Marsh, I was just coming in to see you.
Yes, and I've been looking for you.
Shall we go into your office?
Well, Emily may be in there. Let's talk out here.
What is it, Marsh?
The chordoma has enlarged. A very small amount, Jason.
Oh. I guess we were hoping for at least a halt.
So I know. Tumors can do that, and it can still happen for Emily.
Does she know?
Yes, I told her. Angela's with her now.
I see. And, we continue with the medication?
Yes, Jason. That's all we can do now.
Joni, I haven't
tap danced in years.
Mom, you're doing fine.
Shuffle, kick.
5 minutes, Clarence.
Let's sit down. We're meeting your father for dinner. How do I look?
You always look pretty.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Especially your hair. Mom, the class is starting.
Oh.
Even when you can't hold up any longer, your hair can, with Final Net. Final Net is not an aerosol. There's no wasteful propellant. It's concentrated to hold your hair all day. Final Net holds up longer than you do.
As anyone knows, hair is only as beautiful as the condition it's in. Natural Wear Miss Clairol shampoo formula conditions while it colors, makes your hair healthy looking and manageable while it adds natural glowing color that covers gray. And it's so easy to use. Just shampoo it in for fresh young color that stays color true week after week. For conditioning hair color, the best it can be, at any price, Natural Wear Miss Clairol, to know you're the best you can be.
I've been thinking, Jason. After I saw Marsh today,
Yes.
Well, I don't know how much time there is.
Oh, Emily, don't.
Now, darling, please don't make it harder for me.
All right.
We know I might go on for years and years, but... Well, if the tumor's growing, it's not a good sign.
Well, honey, it can stop. They usually do.
I know. Marsh told me that, too, but let's be sensible.
What do you want to do?
I've been doing some reading. And, you know... Well, of course, you would know. There's been an increased interest in what they call therapy for the dying.
Oh, Em, that's not for you.
Darling, why not?
It isn't that you're confined to bed.
That has nothing to do with it. Now, look, you know I've been keeping a diary. And while it's a lot of rambling about myself and everything, I realize there are so many questions about dying, Jason, and they certainly don't have answers for everything. And yet still, people are coming together to find out.
Now, darling, you have time.
Let's stop kidding ourselves. If I have time, I should make some plans. And if I stay around for a long while, well, that'd be fine, but let me find out more about what I need to know.
Darling, that's for terminal patients.
Darling, we don't know how terminal I am. Come on in, darling.
Oh, it's so good to be here.
Let me hang up your coat, Mark.
Thank you. Well, it's great to be home.
Darling.
It is home, you know. More than...
Come on, I'll fix us a drink.
I want to call my service.
You didn't tell them where you are, did you?
No, I just said I'd stay in touch. Did you have a chance to talk to Emily?
Not much. Jason came in right after you left.
Oh, yes. Hello, this is Dr. Foster. All right. No, you can't reach me right now. I'll call you. Yes, that's fine.
Do you have any critical patients?
No, fortunately. For them and for us. I don't have a worry in the world.
Daddy won't let you do it, Mom. He won't. He won't.
Betsy, I know you're upset, but now you just calm down.
I'm
please.
Going to call him. There's no need for that. He's the only one who cares about me.
Betsy, you're old enough to know that you can't always have what you want.
Hello? Where's Dr. Foster? Oh, you don't know. All right, tell him his daughter wants to talk to him. Yes, it's very important.
It's getting late.
What time is it?
Almost 6.
Morning or evening?
Evening, silly.
Well, it's hard to tell about time when I'm with you. Someday it will be 6 in the morning.
And there will be a lot of explaining to do.
Or not at all. As soon as I can, I'm going to talk to Ginger.
Oh, Marsh, please, don't rush this. And remember, there is Betsy.
I know.
Betsy, call Mrs. Hirons and tell her you're giving up the part.
I won't.
Betsy?
I'm going to rehearsal and you can't stop me.
You're asking for trouble.
I'm going to try again to reach Daddy.
There's no need to bother him at the hospital. He should have been home by now. He might have an emergency.
Please, Daddy. Please.
Betsy?
Oh, hello. Have you heard from Dr. Foster? Oh. No, this is his daughter again. All right, thank you.
Now, listen, Betsy.
I'm going to rehearsal.
Betsy?
I have to be there. I can't just not show up.
Oh, where is Marsh? I hope he's all right.
If you take Tylenol instead of aspirin for headache, now you can get the exact same relief with Daytrill and get a dollar refund besides. Buy Daytrill in the 100 or 250 tablet size, and Bristol-Myers will refund you $1. Send name, address, and Daytrill carton to Daytrill, Box 836, Farmingdale, New York, 11735. And get a dollar back. Offer good on one bottle only. Expires April 30th, 1976. So try Daytrill now and get a dollar back.
If I had a nickel for every minute I've spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, oh, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night. And while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
To Have and to Hold has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.